Hello, 我是 Jenny, 欢迎你又一次收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, I'm Diana. Welcome back to another episode.
那今天呢，我们要说说近期中文社交媒体上很有意思的一个词，一个新词，叫做活人感。
Interesting. So like live person feel?
Living, real living person.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, 那它不仅是一个说法，我觉得它其实也反映了大家现在的一种态度吧，就是社交媒体上有太多我们看到别人呈现出来，不管是自己的这个外表，还是他的家居环境，或者他出去旅游，都特别的完美，就是都是像什么 Vogue 杂志里面出来的一样。
Yeah, yeah. There's this focus on aesthetic, being picture perfect, right? And the average person just cannot keep up with that.
对，但这个不是一个真实的状态或者常态吧？就这种很精心包装出来的人设。但现在你说你不把自己捯饬的精致一点，都不好意思发小红书。所以说，大家现在有一种反弹吧，就是这样让人非常的累。而且当你看到这样的一种呈现的时候，常常会让自己觉得，你看我的生活，我的长相
，Yes，
怎么跟别人比呢？对吧 ？It's really bad for our self-esteem, for our mental health.
Right, and I think there's this phrase that's commonly used when it comes to comparing your life with other people, and it's essentially saying like, don't compare your behind the reels to people's highlights.
就是在 Instagram 上面是吧？有这个 Instagram Reels， 就是人家呈现出来的这种短视频啊，你看到的或者那个算法推给你的都是比较好看的。
Exactly.
所以我觉得是现在非常健康，我们开始有这种反弹 pushback, right? 我们要更加要 celebrate, 拥抱是自己的这种活人感。
Right, exactly.
好，那今天呢，我和 Diana 就要跟大家分享一下怎么用英语贴切的来表达活人感。首先，你刚刚讲的这种 living person, alive person,
Yes.
可以这样说吗?
I guess you could. You definitely get that idea across. I would say a better term is to say it feels human.
Human 就是一个真实的人是吧?
Yes.
一个活人。Okay, it feels human. 其实你 human 让我想到了它的一个对立面的词吧，就是人设。
Oh, okay, so that's kind of the opposite. A persona is something you kind of create.For others.
就我们说包装出来的嘛 You create、
yes.
for other people, right?、Mm-hmm. 其实今天所有讲的这些活人感是一种真实，我们追求的是 be real.
Yes, it just looks real. I would say also that it doesn't look heavily edited, maybe.
Edited 就是编辑过、精心修过图这样的。
Mm-hmm.
我们说 PS 过的，但英语不能说 PS 过。
Yes.
其实英语有一个已经很久的小短语嘛，一个说法要保持真实，是吧？
Yes, keep it real.
Or stay real.
Yeah, and really what that means is be true to yourself or be yourself.
没错。好，那跟这个比较像的呢，其实还有两个词稍微难一点啊，都是这种真实、原汁原味或者正宗的意思。
Yes.And so we can use authentic or genuine in this case.
其实 authentic 啊，很多朋友知道是因为我们会讲说这个菜很正宗，对吧？
Yes.
It tastes very authentic. 但它也可以用来就是说形容一个人，你的状态或者你的 personality 就是一个很真的人。
Yes. And also for anyone who likes really designer things,when we talk about authentic, it means it's from the brand or that designer house, whereas fakes and dupes are copies of the real thing.
就是讲到正宗的是这个品牌，对吧？特别现在国内外就是二手名牌包包啊，这些有这个市场，但是你很怕买到假货，就是你说的 fakes 或者 dupes 仿制品，对吧 ？A 货或者超 A 货。
Yes.
那还有一个词 genuine, 意思基本上一样是吧
Exactly. So these two terms are very interchangeable, authentic and genuine. Be your authentic or genuine self.
其实今天准备这个节目的时候呢 ,Diana 教了我一个新词我不知道它还能这样用这个词就是
organic.
有机的，然后我觉得哇，这个其实跟活人感很对应，就是野生的，对吧？原生态的。
Which is kind of funny because when you think of like organic produce, it is very farmed, but in its like original sense, it means it just happened and it's more spur of the moment or very spontaneous content.
就是我没有什么精心的 plan, 我要怎么去，要穿什么衣服，要摆什么 pose,、mm-hmm. 就是你刚刚说 spur of the moment, 啊，到这个点很漂亮，我就拍了、mm-hmm. 后面也没有弄一大堆的滤镜之类的。
Yeah, it's not a perfect photo or not perfect content.
But speaking of 滤镜，我们下面要分享这两个词，就是不加滤镜，非常活人的状态。
Yes, and that is unfiltered, or there's also this hashtag called no filter.
Filter 是滤镜嘛，但现在其实国外 social media, 你刚刚说有这个标签 no filter, 这是我真实长的样子。
Mm-hmm, right. And while I think no filter is more about like,This photo, I didn't apply any filters to it. Unfiltered is more like your personality or you're just talking unfiltered. You're just saying whatever's on your mind and just being very honest.
对，所以如果我们更多的是说你在 social media 上面呈现的东西是很真实，没有加滤镜的，用 no filter. 因为 unfiltered 它更多的形容是性格个性很直，对吧？
Yes.
好，那看完 unfilter 以后，我们下面这个词也是 UN 打头的。
Right, and that is uncurated.
其实在讲 uncurated 之前，我们先来讲讲这个 curated。
Mm.
因为真的是随着社交媒体的崛起，基本上看到的内容大部分都是很 curated.
So the first thing I think of when I think of curated is a museum where someone has gone throughand really made all the displays very perfect, and everything is just like exactly where it needs to be.
Museum, 美术馆啊，不是有一个职务就叫 curator 嘛、
yes.
策展人是吧、
right.
这是一个行业，那就是你要去精心的策划。But when we talk about curated photos, curated videos, content in general on social media, 我们说的是你呈现给别人看的都是最漂亮、最好的，可能用了很多 filter, 用了最高端的这个佳能相机之类。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's going to be all the content that is very picture perfect, like nothing's out of place. It's just looks like it's branded in a way.
就好像是一个品牌的 marketing campaign,
yes,
是吧
yes,
非常高级、mm-hmm. 这个是很漂亮的，我自己也很想把自己搞成那个样子。
Yes,
问题就是
very aspirational thing.
Exactly, 我也很爱看那样的，可是问题就是这不是我们真实的常态。 Nobody、mm-hmm. can look and live like that 24/7.
Yes, yes.
所以当我们的心里有这样的一个预期，特别是拿真实的自己和别人这样 curated content 比较的时候，常常就 it makes us feel bad about ourselves and our lives.
Right. And yeah, going back to comparing yourself, how all of your behind the scenes look, but you are only getting this very like highlight reel of someone else's feed. And so there's this huge kind of disconnect or huge difference between those two worlds.
所以我觉得现在我们追求这种活人感很好啊。Hey, if we can all be honest, be brave, and just be real,、
mm-hmm.
and show some uncurated, 没有这样精心雕琢过的包装出来的人设 to other people, 大家都会 relax 很多。
Yes, right.
好，那今天这个用 UN 打头的词非常多啊，我们下面一个还是这样的前缀。
Yes, so this is unpolished.
Okay, once again, 我们先来看它后半部分 polished. 这个词本身其实挺好的，是吧？就说你是很精致的。
Mm-hmm. Right, and when you think about something that's polished,Usually, there's been a lot of work done on this thing. So a lot of gemstones, once they're polished, they look a lot shinier. Maybe they're cut as well. And it's just something that looks prettier, very polished.
那这个词本身它其实就是说我要把很多的不完美去掉。
Mm-hmm.
We want to present the best, 最 perfect 那个状态。I think by itself 并没有什么问题，但是就是 当你所有的呈现出来的以及我们所有的看到的都是 highly polished, 就是会回到前面说的会有很多负面的影响。
Yeah, and I think too, a lot of us have grown up with like very perfectionist tendencies, right? And you can't post it unless it's perfect and done. But this kind of pushback against super, super polished content means you could just relax and just be yourself.
我在想，拍的照片，或者你要拍自己家里，不是说我们要把自己最 messy 的那一面弄出来，其实我们也会去挑啊，比如旅游的照片哪一张比较好看啊，但就是不会用很多的 filter, 不会就是搞到都不是你，都不是你的生活。I think that's the key, right?
Right, and I think here you're talking about the difference between like posed photos and candids.
Candid 是诚恳诚实的意思，但我们常常用它来形容照片，以及美国以前有一个节目叫什么Candid camera.
Yes, yes.
就是他在街上偷拍好像也不太好，就是人家最真实的状态。
Right, right. And it basically, it just means you weren't prepared for it. It could be just a normal random shot or just a very spontaneous behind the scenes look.
对，真实嘛，又回到那个点啊。
Mm-hmm.
好，那我们今天最后还有两个词要跟大家分享。这一个呢，我觉得更多是形容，特别是你的家住所。
Yes. So having like a more lived-in home as opposed to a super pristine,
curated and polished,
yes, polished home. Yes.
那 lived-in 很容易理解啊，但这里大家注意的是，它不是 live-in， 而是 lived-in， 因为是一形容词。
Mm-hmm.
所以当我们说到比如啊，我看到的这些家居的照片，小红书这些博主，他 po 的是一个 lived in home， 有可能是非常乱的，或者也有可能他非常的整洁 orderly， 但是不是说有很多的 filter， 不是像一个什么 architecture digest 那个安迪杂志拍出来的 right
yeah, like you can tell someone lives there,
就是很有生活痕迹。
Yeah, like for example, there's a bit of clutter, there's some papers, stacks of papers, there's like shoes and maybe a blanket or just things laying around where you're like, oh, okay, this kind of level of clutter, a little bit of mess is very normal.
你刚刚说的 clutter mess 就是凌乱，对吧？但谁家没有一点凌乱呢？
Mm-hmm.
就一看就是有活人住在这个地方。
And actually, this term, like lived in, really reminds me of back when we were doing the episode on Pursuit of Jade.
Ah, 竹玉。
Yeah, a lot of people said they really liked the drama because, for example, the costumes looked very lived in.They didn't look like costumes.
Oh, okay, 你说的那个戏，很多人觉得服装的细节，对吧？
Right.
好，那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的这个词呢，是
relatable.
Relatable, 能让人有共鸣，产生共鸣的。其实前面所有讲的这些说法、表达，反映的都是一种真实，对吧？活人感、真实感。那正因为它很真实，看了以后你会觉得啊，我也是这样的，会很有共鸣。
Yeah, like you are similar to this other person that you're watching. And another way you could also interpret relatable is that this maybe content creator is very personable, very likable because they're very down to earth.
Down to earth 就是很实在的。非常真实的。
Right.
好，那我们今天的节目呢，哎，我真的非常喜欢这些说法啊，希望大家也有同样的感受。其实一开始呢，我跟 Diana 是想分享，除了活人感，还有最近用挺多的一个similar idea 反精致，但后来我们发现哇，活人感已经有很多 great expressions、反精致又有很多，一集节目说不完。
Exactly, so we've decided to kind of split it into two episodes and we will be posting that soon.
没错，所以也希望大家届时收听。那这个活人感不知道你是不是也很有共鸣呢？ You find this ideaAttitude very relatable. 都希望大家在评论里面告诉我们。
We're also curious, you know, for example, do you prefer to consume more polished and curated content? Or if you also welcome this wave of more relatable and authentic content that, you know, isn't as perfect.
是的，我们非常喜欢读大家的留言哦，也常常给我们很多启发和灵感。So please keep them coming. 那今天的节目就到这儿。We look forward to seeing you next time.
Until next time, bye.